it was just one of those days. It was going to be tough to get the ball down the field. You know, it was your throws, you wanted to have a little zip on it, and you know, it's tough to throw deep stuff and you know, out, you know, long outbreaking routes. So I thought we did a good job kind of keeping things over the middle more. You know, try to just you know, clean shots. When you start trying to throw over people and put touch on it, that's when the wind can really affect it. So we didn't have too many of those throws.
The scramble that you had where you hit Victor for 48, was there a head nod? Is there a signal? How does he know to go when you're scrambling?
Yeah, we, you know, we kind of talk about scramble drills, and everybody has their assignments. He did a good job. Just, you know, kind of feeling some people underneath him and him, you know, taking it up. So, big, you know, that's Victor. He's been in those situations before. We've done that, and big time play right there. Getting the scramble, getting down there, and end up leading to the touchdown that, you know, took the lead right there.
Two more huge fourth down conversions today. How much more confident do you guys feel now going for it on fourth down these days after 2 weeks of?
You know, hey, fourth down, we kind of knew, going in this to this game, even McAdoo before the game told me maybe expect if we get it, you know, into that, you know, around the, you know, 30-yard line or so, be going for it on fourth down some because it's gonna be tough, you know, possibly kicking field goals and with the wind, and so kind of had that mindset, you know, if we could get into fourth and manageable situations, good chance we might go for it on a few of them. So, you know, obviously the first one was huge. Hit Sterling Shepard, a little crossing route, which led to a touchdown. Next one we just got a field goal off of. But, you know, that's just, hey, whatever the situation, I think, you know, it's not, you know, guys don't get nervous. They get excited about the opportunity to continue a drive.
Like three straight wins at home. It's unusual to have a three-game homestead. What does that mean for this team going forward?
Yeah, you know, we knew we had to take advantage of that opportunity. And having three home games, it is rare, and you know, obviously we you know, win all three of them. That's big. That's what we had to do. And so now we go. You know, we got two road games, and we got to, you know, continue to handle business. So I'm just proud of the way the guys are finding ways to win. Every game's been a little different. They've all been close. They've all come down, you know, to the last series. And so, you know, offense, defense, everybody's stepping up and doing their part to get wins.
What do you think, Smart? You guys came out firing in the second half. What changed?
You know, I think, you know, first half, I thought we played well in the first half also. We only had three possessions, had, you know, had a touchdown, had a, you know, a field goal, and had a, you know, had one punt. So, you know, just didn't have a whole lot of opportunities, had long drives. So I thought we were moving the ball well, and then just continued, you know, kind of continued that through the third quarter. Had, you know, two just good drives. You know, guys just making plays, had some, you know, some tough third down conversions, just getting, you know, just getting enough yards, had to run for one, had to scramble, had, you know, hit Roger Lewis on a crossing route. So, you know, everybody stepping up and doing it, ran the ball on a third and short. So just had, you know, just getting in third and manageable situations. And we, you know, did a good job converting on some third downs. And once we get in the green zone, we've done a great job, you know, these last few weeks scoring touchdowns in the green zone. That's been big.
You won five straight, you're 7-3. How would you describe the position you guys put yourself in?
Well, you know, 7-3, you take it. You know, we still, the NFC East is tough. Obviously, we know we're behind Dallas still, and you know, Washington and Philly are playing good football and got a lot of wins. So we can't get comfortable. We gotta keep getting better. And so, you know, there's still lots of room for improvement. We gotta score more points offensively, but you know, no turnovers today, so that's a positive. And you know, it wasn't the most ideal conditions to. You know, to have a big day offensively, but ran the ball over 100 yards, threw the ball efficient enough, and you know, had a nice game plan, and guys, you know, guys played smart and played good football.
When you next to last possession, you on the third down, the rollout, did you have a run option, or what were you trying to do, giving the ball nearly got picked off there?
Yeah, I just had a rollout, trying to hit, you know, maybe the back in the flat. You know, their defensive end got pretty good pressure, didn't have a whole lot. Clean, you know, it's a tough situation right there. You're kind of, hey, do I, you know, you could always kind of run if nothing's clean, run, and you know, maybe if you lose a yard or two, keep the clock running. I didn't want to lose 10 yards right there in a sack. You know, try to hit, you know, thought I had a, you know, room to hit Rashad. I guess the ball kind of went a little high, got tipped up a little bit by him. So just trying to get a completion where, you know, we don't stop the clock and let it run. So kind of a tough situation right there.
Mentioned no turnovers as a team. How much does that mean to you to have a clean day like that?
Yeah, that's what we need to do. You know, last few weeks, We've kind of been good, and then, you know, had a couple, you know, especially in the fourth quarter and late in the game, had, you know, Philadelphia kind of two, you know, kind of strange interceptions, one on a tip ball, one kind of the ball got stolen from receiver, and then last week had one down the field, you know, taking a shot deep. So, you know, didn't want to, you know, wanted to play smart, not, don't put the ball, give them a chance to have any. I thought we did a good job playing, you know, playing smarter today and playing a clean game.
Has Sterling developed into a consistent weapon for you guys? It's three straight games now with a touchdown.
Yeah, Sterling, he's playing well. You know, he's just gotten better on some of the, you know, some routes. He's, you know, adding more to his arsenal of routes that he's, you know, been, you know, winning. You know, had a nice third down conversion on a crossing route. Obviously, the touchdown. He a little double move. He you know, killed the guy. I think the guy's still running the shallow route. You know, think that's what he's running, and so. You know, he's done a good job just, you know, understanding the offense, understanding the timing of certain routes, how to set up things. And so we got to keep going with that. Will's done a good job. You know, had a couple of nice, obviously had the touchdown catch, this outbreaking route versus man coverage. And, you know, the guy was all over him on the outside, did a good job fighting through that, making the catch, breaking the tackle, getting in. So. A couple other nice catches, so we got to keep finding ways to get him the ball because he is a strong weapon for us.
Does Rashad look quicker to you than he was when he came back to the
club? It looks like he's running well, so I don't know if he looks quicker, but I know he's running well, running hard, and seeing the holes and making some nice runs.